Now let's look at building digital trust and what is regulatory compliance. Building digital trust is one of the strongest way to keep customers loyal. If you are transparent, if you are honest, if you are truthful, you start building trust. You help the customer out of the crisis, you build trust. A clear communication can also build trust. Clear communication about how data is used, quick action in case of problems, and showing responsibility during crisis all together can be very useful in building trust. It's also essential to implement ethical data practices, especially when it's customers' data. Collecting data with clear consent, using data only for intended purpose, secure storage through encryption and password protection, all amounts to ethical data practices. Customer also likes being aware, and hence educating clients about digital safety, such as recognizing phishing emails, creating strong passwords, also help protect both customers and the brand. Like digital trust is important, compliance also is equally important. Compliance prevents legal issues and strengthens the financial service provider's reputation as a responsible and trustworthy brand. In the digital age, we have seen increasing use of artificial intelligence. However, there has to be an ethical angle to it, and hence we should also know what exactly is ethical AI in marketing. Ethical AI plays a major role in shaping marketing strategies. AI helps financial service providers analyze customers' data, predict preferences, and offer personalized solutions faster and more accurately than ever before. AI is changing the marketing by making customer connections more personal. As AI tools become more popular and advanced, they also bring up important ethical concerns. Now, what these ethical concerns and what does ethical AI in marketing means? It simply means using technology to enhance customer experience without manipulating or misleading them. As far as your focus is on enhancing customer experience, it will amount to ethical AI. But the moment you cross the boundaries and try to manipulate or mislead them, you are violating ethical AI. Marketers need to make sure that AI works fairly, protects customers' privacy, and is transparent about how it makes decisions. Marketers must also be responsible, unbiased, which means fair to everyone, and trustworthy. And hence, it is important for responsible use of AI tools. Marketers must ensure that AI-driven tools are transparent about how they make decisions and do not discriminate against any group of people. When it comes to predictive analytics must not exclude or mislead customers due to biased or incomplete data. The chatbots and recommendation system must be designed to give clear, accurate, and ethical advice instead of just trying to push unnecessary products onto the people. Marketers have a responsibility to ensure that all the AI-driven interactions are honest, transparent, and aligned with customer interest. Marketers should create AI systems that respect customers' consent, protect personal data, and give clear reasons for any decisions made automatically by the system. Then only customers feel that their interests are protected. Now, when it comes to compliance, digital risk, and the modern concept of ESG, marketers have yet another responsibility. Marketers must comply with the regulators' regulations, most commonly the RBI, the SEBI, and the cybersecurity regulations, which are intended to safeguard the customers' rights as well as data privacy. In case of digital risk like phishing, deepfakes, or cyber attacks, timely responses and transparent communication are essential to maintain the customer's trust. Ethical AI must also meet the ESG, that is environmental, social, and governance goals, by promoting fairness, inclusion, and sustainability in how financial companies talk to their customers. Ethical AI in marketing balances innovation with integrity, and here, responsible use of technology can strengthen the customer trust as well as long-term brand credibility. It's very important to implement the regulatory compliance in financial marketing. Marketing in financial services must be creative, customer-focused, and fully compliant. At the same time, they should comply with the regulations and quickly keep pace with the digital transformation, AI-based marketing, and global financial integration. Every advertisement, message, or digital campaign must clearly communicate the truth about financial products and follow all rules set by RBI, SEBI, as well as other regulatory authorities. Regulatory compliance ensures that marketing messages are accurate, transparent, and follow the legal and ethical standards. Regulatory compliance supports the broader goal of responsible and sustainable finance. When marketers follow these regulations, they not only avoid legal risk, but also strengthen the brand's capability and customers' confidence. Compliance is not only about avoiding penalties, but it can also be a competitive advantage. Because when you comply, win trust, people feel safe. Ethical compliance in marketing is the foundation for long-term success, and reputation, and customer trust. Now let's look at ethics as the foundation of customer trust. Why ethics is essential for winning trust. The ethical behavior, doing what is right, honest, and fair, is at the heart of strong, lasting relationship with the customer. When a financial service provider consistently acts with integrity, customers feel safe and valued. And over time, this trust turns into loyalty, positive word of mouth, and a strong reputation that stands firm during challenging times. So once the customer feels safe, once the customer has trust in the financial service provider, then whosoever the competitor is, he won't be able to change the customer's mind. Building customer trust through ethics means being transparent in every action and communication. Ethical marketing focuses on giving customers the right information and helping them make informed choices rather than pushing unnecessary products. Communicating ethical commitments is also an important part of trust building. And for that reason, marketers must provide regular updates, educate the customer, and provide transparent responses to complaints or mistakes. This in turn further strengthens the trust of the customer. The customer feels heard and valued. Now it's the time to measure trust through customer behavior. What are the metrics which helps to measure the customer's trust? Measuring the impact of ethical marketing involves looking at both numbers and emotions such as customer satisfaction, repeat business, referral, brand advocacy, etc. There are various indicators, but we look at the key indicators. First is the customer satisfaction. Higher with the transparent pricing, honest claims, and fair service. So, what exactly the customer is looking? First is the feature, then the product, then the pricing, and overall how well the financial service provider is honest and fair in providing service and settling claims. Next important measure is the brand advocacy. Here is the feel-goodness of the customer about the brand and how comfortable he is in recommending the brand to his friends and relatives. That establishes brand advocacy. Yet another measure is Net Promoter Score, which is the likelihood of the customers recommending the brand. So brand advocacy in turn results into Net Promoter Score. And finally, this gets converted into reputation. So this reputation can be tracked via social listening and media sentiment. So this is a broader way of measuring trust through customer behavior. Are there any long-term benefits of ethical marketing? The answer is yes. Ethical marketing increases the long-term business. Customer retention rate, customer lifetime value also increases with ethical marketing. The customer lifetime value is much higher with customers gaining through ethical marketing than customers gain through aggressive transactional marketing. Customers gain through ethical marketing will stay longer and will repeat your business and convert into upsells and cross-selling. Whereas customers gain through aggressive transactional marketing won't come again, forget about cross-sell and upsell. A financial service provider with a strong ethical reputation spends less money on advertising to acquire new customers, because new customers will go by the brand name, will go by the word of mouth, and here customers are very easy to acquire. It also helps to retain the existing customers. A financial service provider known for ethics often enjoys long-term success as customers stay loyal and recommend it to others. Ethical marketing is indeed a long-term investment in a brand's reputation that yields dividend in loyalty and sustainable growth. So which in turn keeps the business running again and again, attracting newer customers as well as retaining existing customers for a longer period. Now let's understand ethical marketing from theory to practice with the help of case studies. Ethical marketing is not just a concept, but it works in real life. When financial service providers act ethically, they see sustainable growth, stronger brand reputation, as well as long-term customer loyalty. It also increases in reduced regulatory and legal risk. It attracts and retains top clients and provides improved access to capital and better investor relationships. So being ethical is good business in the long run. And that's how we'll see that in some case studies. The first case study is on transparent loan communication. The situation we referred was customers distrusted digital loans due to hidden charges, fine print, surprise fees. And this led to high complaints, low repeat applications. With the approach, right approach, the solution came in the form of responsible marketing and upfront clarity. The provider adopted complete upfront transparency in loan marketing. Full disclosure, which was clearly understood, interactive tool to help customers manage the loan account, and guaranteed consistency, loan terms matched initial disclosure. The outcome of these efforts were fewer complaints, higher repeat loan applications, and increased customers' trust. The next case study we referred was on ethical use of AI in investments. The situation was clients distrusted AI-based investment recommendations due to the black box algorithms. The solution was integrated full transparency into AI tool so that the customer understood and was willing to use it. Responsible marketing actions were mandatory rational display, clear explanation of every AI recommendation, prominent risk and phase disclosure, and clients could adjust the goals and see changes instantly, because of which the outcome resulted into higher adoption of AI recommendations and stronger long-term client relationships. The next case study was on influencer marketing with full disclosure. We have seen how influencers can win over customers, how influencers can create an image of product and services. So in this situation, a bank used influencers to promote savings products to young customers, and the solution was in compliance first influencer strategy. The responsible marketing actions were mandatory risk disclosure, clear disclaimer visibility, suitability matching, no guaranteed return claims, and simplified educational limits. And because of which the outcome was in wide digital reach without mis-selling, maintained compliance and customer confidence. The next case study was promoting ESG and sustainable products. In this situation, to truly convince customers that new products match the bank's core values and clear their doubts about greenwashing, the solution was marketing strategies centered on simplicity, honesty, and measurable impact. The responsible marketing actions were impact per rupee metrics, clear dual benefit disclosure, plain language summaries, and audited impact reporting, also ethical imagery. The outcome came in the form of stronger customer response, increased engagement, and strengthened brand reputation. The next case study was on customer education through digital campaigns. The situation was customer feared fraud, phishing, and hacking, not trusting digital platforms. The solution was in running extensive, accessible educational campaigns focused on general digital security. The responsible marketing actions were phishing awareness training, safe online banking guides, never ask policy communication, and dedicated security hub and community webinars. The outcome came in the form of strengthened trust, increased engagement, and increased long-term loyalty. So what are the key lessons from these case studies? The key lessons were transparency and clarity build customer confidence. Ethical use of technology boosts effectiveness without losing trust. Responsible marketing blends ethics, technology, and customer focus, and educating customer builds loyalty while cutting complaints. The lessons also include ethical campaigns support bigger social and sustainability goals, and by following best practices in financial marketing, marketers can create campaigns that achieve strong business results and build lasting trust with the customers. So friends, with this, we complete a very important chapter on ethical marketing, and now we turn to the next. Thank you.